Hello, welcome back to another episode of Oak Lane House, the podcast. I'm your host, Sonia Taft. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited to be here with you all. All right, so we have a great episode lined up for you all today. We are talking all things Christmas. It is 1 week until December from the time that I'm recording this podcast. And I know we have Christmas on the brain. I know I do. I have already started to decorate a little bit. I have a fun story to share with you all about that, so stay tuned. And I'm already starting to think about gift giving, what kind of foods I'll be making for my family, just all of the things that make Christmas special. And so in today's podcast episode, we are going to be touching on how to stay sane during the holiday season and how to continue to care for yourself, especially if you're a mom, especially if you are the one that is primarily responsible for the Christmas magic in your home. It can be a lot to take care of yourself and to stay grounded during this season. So we're going to get into how we can do that. We're also going to be talking about how to make this the best Christmas ever. We are going to be sharing some tips on intentionality behind this holiday season and just how to simplify the holiday season while also keeping the magic alive. I am so excited to talk about this with you all. And before we get right into today's topic, I did want to refer you over to our website, oaklanehouse.com. You will find all types of tools and resources and things like free printables that you might find really helpful during this holiday season, especially if you are the one planning all of the Christmas magic for your family. Definitely go check it out. I have some blog posts up there as well that pertain to Christmas entertaining and also getting ready for guests, if that is your reality this December. So definitely go check that out. I would love to have you over there. Again, that is oaklanehouse.com. So I don't know about you guys, but I am particularly excited that we are already back to the holiday season. I'm both surprised and excited that we're already almost at December again. I feel like this past year flew by. It was one of the quickest years of my life, I think. And so it feels a little bit surreal to be bringing out our Christmas decorations again and getting ready for all of the gift giving. I feel like it's a little bit sooner than I expected it to be, but I'm really psyched about it all at once. And you know, as I was planning this podcast episode, I kept asking myself, what constitutes Christmas magic? Like, what makes this holiday season so special? And what are the things that get me excited about Christmas time? So for me personally, I love decorations, especially in my home because I'm such a homebody. I rarely leave my house. So I love for it to look festive and beautiful and just a little bit extra special around the holidays. So decorations for me are a big one. I have a funny story that I would love to share about the decorations. It was actually not so funny for us, but you might find it funny. So we will get into that in a second. And that story definitely has changed my perspective a little bit about how hard I'm going to go on decorations this year. I think it was a little bit of an eye-opening experience. So nevertheless, I do enjoy a good decorated house, especially on the outside. We have put up our Christmas wreaths on all of the windows at the front of our home, as well as above the garage and on our front door, obviously. And they just look really cute, very simplistic, but a nice festive touch. So that's something that's getting me really excited. And it just brings me joy to look at, honestly. I love the lights from the Christmas tree and how they give off the perfect glow, especially at nighttime when you're watching TV and that's like the only source of light in the room. It's magical. I love it. I love, obviously, the birth of Jesus and that we get to celebrate that. I mean, we're celebrating our Savior being born into this world, and that is so special. It's particularly special to me to be able to share that with my kids. They're getting to an age where they're starting to understand what that actually means. And it's really just, it's so special. I mean, as a parent, I think if you're a parent, you know this. It's really cool to be able to see the world through a child's eyes. But the Christmas time in particular is magical because there is so much anticipation for what's to come. And they wake up so excited every single day that we're one day closer to Christmas, and to see that and to experience their joy is really contagious. So I've been really enjoying that as well. And honestly, just the fact that everybody else seems to be in a great mood too. I mean, maybe not so much if you're, you know, looking for a parking spot at the mall, but in general, people just are in a more jolly mood and you kind of feed off of that. I know I do. My interactions throughout the day really affect my mood and my state of mind. So if I get to interact with happy people during the day, that really makes my day. And yeah, I'm just seeing that people are definitely starting to get into the Christmas spirit, which is really nice. One other thing that definitely contributes to Christmas magic for me personally is the Christmas music. That is something that will put me in a great mood no matter when I listen to it. I could be doing anything, and as long as there is Christmas music in the background, it just makes the experience all the better. I personally love like instrumental Christmas jazz or even cocktail Christmas jazz. Those are the two that I tend to gravitate towards because I think that they're really great background music for this time of year. It's not something that I actively have to listen to, but just hearing the jingles and the sounds in the background really add to the magic. One other thing, probably the last but one of the most important reasons why I love Christmas is the food. I have started to think about our Christmas dinner menu, and that is getting me super excited. I love being able to eat, you know, rich, decadent foods that we might not allow ourselves to enjoy the rest of the year, but they're just perfect for a nice Christmas dinner, or even the desserts. I'm so excited. Let me share with you the menu that I'm thinking for Christmas dinner this year, because it will be just the four of us, and so I can keep it small. I can keep it simple. I am a big believer in semi-homemade, so I will make certain dishes and then buy others and just heat them up. So I'm a big fan of the Publix mashed potatoes personally. They are delicious. We had them at our Thanksgiving dinner this year and they were such a hit. I loved them. So we're definitely going to be making sure that those make an appearance at Christmas dinner this year. I'm also toying between a spiral sliced ham from Publix, but I'm also toying with the idea of making this dish that I found on Pinterest that is a cranberry chicken. And that, it looks involved, but it looks delicious and the flavors are just perfect for Christmas time. So I'm toying with that idea. I will let you guys know what I decide, probably over on my Instagram. And yeah, just like oven roasted carrots sound absolutely delicious. Maybe some bacon Brussels sprouts baked in the oven. Those sound amazing as well. And then I have finalized our dessert for Christmas dinner, and we are making sticky toffee pudding, which I've never made before, but I found the perfect recipe for it. It's traditionally an English dessert, which I think is very fitting because my husband and his family are English. So it might be something nice that I can do for him to kind of honor his heritage at the Christmas dinner table. And just, it sounds delicious. He's a fan of anything toffee or caramel or anything like that. So I know he's going to love it. And I'm excited to make something that I've never made before. I don't even think I've tasted sticky toffee pudding before, but it sounds amazing. So that will be our dessert. And I am so looking forward to it. I will also be sharing over on my social media pages the most delicious and simple non-alcoholic sangria, which you can, you know, change and alter to your liking, but it is such a crowd pleaser and the flavors are perfect for this holiday season. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, that's also something that gets me really excited about Christmas is the food. It's so, you know, it's such a great way to spend time with loved ones is over a meal shared. And so I'm really looking forward to that. So there are clearly many reasons to be excited about the Christmas magic. And I'm sure that, you know, within our own hearts, we each have our own reasons for loving this time of year. But I also do want to acknowledge that this can be a tough time of year for some of us. I mean, even if you do have aspects about December that excite you and make you smile and bring you joy, I think that there are even still some of us that, you know, have a hard time during the month of December. And there could be a million different reasons for that. You know, you could be experiencing grief from having lost a loved one, and that's really tough. And you could have just, you know, your family's not nearby, and that can also be difficult. Or you have estrangement issues in your family. Trust me, I can relate. And it's just so important to try and find the silver lining to this time of year, because there is a lot that we can focus on that brings us joy and brings us gratitude. And, you know, just also allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. It's no fun to fake it, right? So if you're in a season where you just need to be in your feelings, then allow yourself to do that, because that is the only way to get through it, is through it. We can't avoid our feelings and avoid emotions and think that they're not going to come back and bite us. So I did just want to point that out, because I have been in that boat. I'm currently in that boat, and I'm just trying to find the happiness where I can, and just know that there are plenty of reasons to be happy as well. And if you search for them, I promise you will find them. And that sort of leads me perfectly to my first topic of the episode, which is how to take care of ourselves and stay sane during this holiday season. I know that it can be so much pressure on us, especially as parents, as women, as moms. There's a lot of pressure to bring the very most Christmas magic to your family that you possibly can. And there is a lot on our shoulders, it feels like, during this time of the year. And so it's important to focus on ourselves and the aspects of self-care that keep us going, because it's so true what they say, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So how do we keep our cups filled during this time? So for me, it really boils down to three things. And the first of which is self-care. And that can include, you know, movement with your body. It can include good nutrition and water intake. For me, it includes attending to my spiritual health and spending time with God every single day. There's also the aspect of your emotional health. I think that's super important and often overlooked, honestly, especially at this time of year. I really have to constantly check in with myself. I need to manage my own expectations and just practice stillness every single day. Because if I'm able to do that, I'm able to check in with myself. I'm able to catch bad moods much sooner than if I skip that. So I'll get into the different practices that I adhere to personally, and hopefully those will also be helpful to you. And then the third thing is to simplify. This is something that has been a theme of mine, and a theme in my life all year long. But this is going to be especially important during this holiday season. Because, you know, as the mom, as the wife, I'm largely responsible for the schedule of the home and my kids' schedules and what we say yes to during the month of December and the events that we put on our plate. So if I learn to simplify, if I learn what to say no to and manage my own expectations, then I can really manage the mood of the household a lot better. If we are all frazzled and overwhelmed, nobody is going to be happy and joyous and want to get into the Christmas spirit, honestly. And so it's really important to me to simplify, but especially during this time of the year. So I will get into ways that I can do that and share that with you. Okay, so let's start with self-care. This is something that looks a little bit different for everybody. For me, self-care is largely based upon routine. I love routine. I'm somebody that absolutely loves it. I find a lot of safety and comfort in a good routine, and I like to stick to doing the same things every single day, at least every single weekday. That brings me clarity, it brings me focus, it makes me feel sane. So if you are like me, then I would highly encourage you to find and create and stick to a routine during the month of December. I think it's going to keep you centered and focused and grounded, and it will allow you time and energy and mental clarity to do all of the other things that come with the month of December. So what does that look like for me? I start the day off with a long walk outside, and this is obviously weather permitting, but I go whether it's cold, whether it's warm, whether it's sunny, whether it's cloudy. The only time I will skip my morning walk is if it's raining or you know, there's any sort of precipitation, and I will do 30 minutes of an elliptical workout in my garage instead. Now, the reason why these walks have been so fantastic for me is for several reasons. One, I'm able to move my body first thing in the morning. I will usually do this the second I get home from dropping my kids off at school, so anytime between 7:30 and 8 a.m. And it's great to be able to get your body moving so early in the day. It's great for so many reasons. So I'm moving my body, I'm getting my blood flowing, which is obviously great for our cardiovascular health and just improves your mood overall. But also, I'm doing it first thing in the morning, so I'm getting it out of the way. And if my day becomes too busy down the line, then I've already fit at least a walk in this morning. And so that makes me feel better about myself, because we all know how crazy our days can get. And by the time you look up, you know, you're making dinner and you realize, I never worked out today. So I do like to plan for another workout on top of that, but I know that if I don't get to it, it's okay. I've already moved my body. The other reason I love it is because I'm getting vitamin D. I am somebody that is, personally, I'm deficient in it. So it's great to get a little bit of vitamin D in the morning in a natural way. I also take vitamin D supplements, but that is a great way to get it naturally. And that also improves my mood throughout the day, and it helps with my fatigue. So I really love it for those reasons. Third, it is great alone time for me. And if you are a mom, you know how difficult it can be to get alone time throughout the day. So during that 30-minute walk or 40-minute whatever, I'm able to either be in my own thoughts, or more likely than not, I am choosing a podcast to listen to while I walk. And I personally love choosing Christian podcasts, because throughout the day, if I'm listening to anything, it will be music. And so this is the one time that I can be intentional about the information that I'm receiving. And so I like to choose Christian-focused content that will bring purpose into my life. And so that is another third great reason why I love my morning walks. Another way I've been prioritizing my self-care, and will continue to do so in the month of December, is through good nutrition. I actually just got back from the grocery store right before recording this podcast episode, and I made sure that we had plenty of fresh produce in the house. This is a tricky time of year for eating healthy, not just because we have so many yummy desserts to look forward to and so much good, rich food, but particularly for me, if there's less sun, less heat, I tend to gravitate towards less fresh produce. I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I have a really tough time incorporating fresh fruit and fresh vegetables into my daily diet when it's so cold and gloomy outside. The last thing I want to do is reach for, you know, a cold salad for lunch, or, you know, a smoothie for breakfast, which is what I usually do. So I really have to be extra intentional about my nutrition during this time of year, because I find that I do not gravitate towards the things that will make me feel my best. So it's important to be intentional about it. I think if you, you know, make it a point to keep healthy foods in your home, then that is by default what you're going to be gravitating towards. If you keep, you know, the crackers and the cookies and the all the stuff we love, and there's nothing wrong with those foods, but I find that if that's all I'm gravitating towards, if that's all I'm grabbing, then I don't feel my best. And I tend to experience a lot of fatigue, which makes it very difficult for me to get through my to-do list during the day. So that is something that I've been particularly intentional about, is making sure I have healthy food in the fridge and in the pantry that I can grab and that the kids can grab, so that we all feel our best during this time. Not just because of energy levels or because we're watching our waistline, but also because of our mood and how that impacts how we feel. And not to mention, it's also flu season. So, you know, the more arsenal you have of immune fighting foods in your body, the better off you're going to fare during this time of the year. It's super important for me that my kids are choosing healthy foods, that I'm choosing healthy foods, so that we can fight off whatever viruses come into our home during this time. I don't want to be, you know, down for the count and miss a bunch of holiday parties because I'm sick. So obviously there's nothing you can do sometimes, but if you're able to gravitate towards things that, you know, help your body heal itself and help your body fight off infection and keep you healthy and strong, then you're going to be a lot better off during this holiday season where everybody seems to be sharing germs and getting sick. Now, I touched on this a little bit earlier, but another thing I do to prioritize my self-care is make sure that I spend enough time with God every single day. This looks a little bit different depending on the day. It used to be every morning without fail for me, but ever since I started incorporating those morning walks, it really just depends on when I can fit it in. I am trying to be more intentional about this, but my time with God is something that is a non-negotiable for me. And it looks a little bit different every day. Sometimes, you know, I'm praying as I'm walking. Sometimes I'm writing in my prayer journal while I'm drinking my coffee in the mornings. Other times that looks like watching a sermon either on my phone or while I'm waiting for the kids to get out of school, or listening to, again, another Christian-based podcast. It looks a little bit different every day, but that's something that is crucial to me. If you have a relationship with God, if you are spiritual and are religious, then you know how important this is because it really grounds you. And on top of that, it really allows you to have someone that you can share your deepest fears and dreams and ambitions and anything that's in your heart. You can always share that with God. You can always go to him for everything, and he will be there to listen. He will be there to pick you up at your darkest times. And to have that is so monumental for your self-care. I would urge you not to neglect your spiritual health, because it will get you through most things in life. And I have had a tumultuous year, emotionally speaking, and he has been there with me and for me every step of the way. And I will continue to prioritize that time with him so I can grow in my intimacy with him, and so that I can be a better version of myself for my family and for my friends and everyone I come into contact with. I think that's so important. And I've seen such a shift in my spiritual life this year, but especially due to the fact that I am keeping a prayer journal, because it makes my time with God so much more intentional. And just due to the stream of consciousness and the act of writing it all down, you can really see how he's working in your life. So that is something I would urge you to do. If you have an open mind about it, then get yourself a prayer journal and just start writing to him. Start writing about everything that's in your heart that maybe you're too scared to share with anybody else. He will be there to listen, I promise. And as a side note, that is a really great thing to gift somebody this year, is a prayer journal. A prayer journal can be any notebook can be a prayer journal. But that would be something that would be really beautiful to gift somebody, because, you know, you never know. It really might change their spiritual life and their relationship with God this year. I know it has for me. Now, one really big way that you can stay sane during this holiday season is to simplify. And this goes for pretty much anything. This is, again, like I touched on earlier, you can simplify your schedule and your children's schedule and be really mindful and selective about the things that you say yes to in December, so that your schedule isn't jam-packed and you are constantly feeling overwhelmed. That's a really easy way to start simplifying your life. But also, I would even urge you to simplify Christmas decorations and gift giving and all of the traditional things that go along with the Christmas season. And I don't mean to sound like a Grinch when I am suggesting this, but I have seen a huge shift in my perspective and in my intentionality when I've done this. And so that's why I wanted to share that with you today. Okay, I feel like this is the perfect time for a quick story time. Let me share with you guys what happened to us this past weekend. So we usually decorate for the holidays the weekend after, like, Black Friday and Thanksgiving. That's the way we've always done it. We just like to wait until Thanksgiving is over, and then we bring out all of our Christmas decorations and get to work. So that is what was supposed to happen this past weekend on Saturday. and we wake up, we're having our morning coffee, and my husband goes upstairs to the attic. We have like an unfinished attic in our home where we keep all of our holiday decorations. And he goes up and he brings down, we have four Christmas trees total. We have a main Christmas tree in the living room, another one I like to do for the hallway, and then the kids each have their own little Christmas tree for their bedrooms. So he brings out the main Christmas tree for our living room and brings it down. We move aside the coffee table, start opening up the bag, and I notice that there is literally like a bunch of like insulation inside our tree. And I say, hey babe, I think we must have, you know, brushed up against insulation up there somehow, because there's a big wad of insulation inside the tree. And he kind of looks at it, and I don't know, I see like concern come across his face, and he says, you know what, I think I'm going to open this up outside, I don't want to make a mess. So he brings the tree outside and he's out there for a while. When he finally comes back in, he is a little bit concerned and he says to me, babe, I don't want to alarm you, but I think we have mice. And instantly my heart dropped to my stomach. I was like, what do you mean? And he says, there definitely seems to be evidence of like mice within that bag where we were keeping our Christmas tree. So he runs up upstairs and goes back to the attic and confirms that there is evidence of mice. And at this point, I start bawling my eyes out because I'm instantly disgusted. Like, we've never had issues with mice in this home. And even more than that, we pay a service to come every few months and like spray the whole place down. So we just, I'm in disbelief at this point. And I'm crying because now I feel like I have to get rid of all of our stuff up there. I mean, if it wasn't in a bin, then they could have gotten to it. And so I'm crying because at this point, I feel like I've lost all of our decorations that we've accumulated throughout the years, some of which we've had, you know, longer than our children have been alive. And this has never happened to us before. We've lived in several different homes. We've had so many different moves, and this has never happened. So I am just in tears, and I'm just so distraught. And at this point, he's making multiple trips to the dump to throw away most of our Christmas decorations. And some of it was in bins. Like, we were able to salvage some of it, but there were a lot of items that just had to go. I was just too disgusted. For one reason or another, they weren't in a bin. I think we like ran out of those big bins that we use to store things in, and so we stored them in either boxes or really, really large Ziploc bags. I don't know if you know the type. And they basically were able to like chew through a lot of those, which is just nuts. But so yeah, it was a really difficult weekend for us, and we were really bummed because we were so excited to put up our Christmas decorations and just get ourselves in the Christmas spirit. And that was definitely something that we felt like was stolen from us this weekend. But I think, like most things in life, God takes a bad situation and always turns it to good, and always uses it for his own glory. So I felt really convicted halfway through Saturday, and I was having a conversation with my husband. I'm like, you know what, this is good that this happened, because maybe we do need to focus a bit more on the real reason for Christmas instead of decorations and all of these material things. We can live without those things. They can be replaced, but we don't have to replace them. We can instead choose to have a more simplified version of Christmas this year and really focus on the things that matter, and focus on, you know, Advent as a family, focus on the Christmas story and the birth of Jesus and sharing that good news with our children, rather than focusing on all of these material things that aren't worth anything anyways. You know, I think so often we get caught up in materialism during the Christmas season. And this was a really good reminder for us, honestly, about what it's really about. And so I just wanted to share that with you. We can laugh about it now that we're on the other side of it, now that we have had somebody come and take care of the problem. But maybe you need a little bit of a reminder as well, that That's not what this is about. It's not about the decorations. It's not about the gift giving. That's not what this season is about. So I would urge you to maybe find a way that you can simplify Christmas for you this year, whatever that looks like for you, and choose instead to put that energy, that focus, that money on bringing yourselves together as a family and really focusing on the true meaning of Christmas. And before we wrap up, I did just want to touch on gift giving for just a second, because I know that gift giving for so many people is synonymous with Christmas. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's a really great way to spread joy and kindness and love is through gift giving. It's, after all, one of the five love languages. And so for people who love gift giving and love receiving gifts, this is a really wonderful time of the year, and I would never want to take away from that magic. But I do think that it's important to reflect on what gift giving actually means to us, and is it a meaningful way to share the love of Jesus with somebody? You know, and that really is going to depend on each person and each situation. I think one thing that it's important for us to remember is that we're always being called to be good stewards of what we have and what we've been given. So I think analyzing overspending during the holidays is super crucial, and it's important to look at all of your relationships and really determine which ones are real relationships. I think we should never be called to spend above our means and try to earn love through gift giving. You know, it's important to remember that Jesus loves us for who we are unconditionally. He has given us that gift. And so that is the kind of love we should strive to emulate. And I think all too often gift giving becomes this way of validating yourself in relationships. And so I would urge you to look into that more closely during this Christmas season and just make sure that you're giving for all the right reasons. You know, if you are giving, especially beyond your means, to feel validated by that person or feel worthy of their love, then those are probably not the right reasons to be gift giving. Also, I think during this really expensive time of the year, something that's great to consider, especially if you're in a larger group, such as a small group or, you know, a coworker group, or even just a larger family where there's extended, you know, cousins and all of that involved, I think that a really great option is to consider a gift swap rather than gifting each individual person, because that can alleviate a lot of the financial burden of this holiday season for a lot of people, and still you're able to spread, you know, the love of Christ through gift giving. So that's a really great compromise there. I would also not sleep on homemade gifts, because I've seen so many great, beautiful, meaningful homemade gift ideas on TikTok and Pinterest recently. I would love to compile some of that, and I will let you guys know when I do that, because I think that that would make for a really great TikTok video or reel. And I think that's so important too. You know, I think it's easy to forget how special it feels to receive a homemade gift from a loved one. And I think that it's really just as special, whether you buy it or you make it. I think that it's the thought behind it that really truly matters. Lastly, I would urge you to remember the importance of good presentation when you're gift giving. This is especially true if you're perhaps working with a budget that's maybe smaller than you would like. I think good presentation can really go a long way. If you couldn't afford, for instance, to get a loved one a really special gift this year, but you take the time out of your day to pick something out for them that you know that they'll love, and you go above and beyond wrapping that gift with love and intentionality, that recipient is going to feel loved no matter what the gift is. And I think that's important to remember. I think, you know, always it's the thought behind the gift that matters, but a good presentation when you're gift giving is also a really great way to express your creativity. You know, you could make it really beautiful. You could pick wrapping paper that you know they're going to love. You can pick a matching beautiful ribbon. I like to throw in sprigs of greenery during this time of year and really play with texture. There are so many household items that would make great wrapping. You know, you can really get creative with this and still be able to gift something lovely that your loved one will adore. All right, that is it for today's episode. I am so thrilled that we got to hang out together today. I'm so grateful that you took the time out of your day to listen to what I had to say, and hopefully some of it resonated with you. Just know that I'm praying for the very best Christmas season for you and your family. I can't wait to hear all that you've done and all that God is doing through your lives, and I pray that you have a wonderful season with intentionality and love behind everything that you do. Thanks for joining me. Until next time.